singing.
One of the biggest challenges for parents is guiding their children safely through the twists and turns into adulthood. This path becomes murkier when their child has an intellectual or developmental disability. Many parents feel desperate after a diagnosis, and very much alone. In recent years, advocacy and support groups for people with intellectual disabilities and their families have become more prominent. Amy Armstrong, a parent advocate who advises families, says these groups give parents hope.
Parents want to hear from another parent who's been in the trenches, who has fought the demon and is still continuing to fight this. They want to know that there's help. They want to know that they're doing the right thing.
In recent years, technology has enabled parents from all over the world to communicate. Ellen Lindsay, whose son has Down syndrome, says online networking has helped her to cope.
You can go on and talk to people all over the world. There's moms that do research and they post their research online, and then you know, oh, well, when I go to the doctor, I need to ask about this medicine, or maybe I don't want to try this medicine, and maybe if I'm giving this medicine to my child that I want to watch for these things. It's good because some parents have a lot of time and can do the research and put it out there.
For some, network relationships develop into full-blown advocacy. Not only do these individuals fight for their own children, but they also organize campaigns to teach the larger community about the truth of intellectual and developmental disabilities. Again, Ellen Lindsay.
One of our campaigns is the Spread the Word campaign that I'm very involved in, which is Spread the Word to End the R Word. I try to take on that challenge every day. If I see someone using the R word, then I will stop them and tell them why they shouldn't, and hopefully convince them that it's hate language and that they shouldn't use it. We also have a fundraiser that we do every year, the Buddy Walk. That's just a day of anyone that loves a child with Down syndrome can come and just play and walk around.
Advocacy is not always easy, but Amy Armstrong says the experience is so rewarding that many parents continue to advocate despite the challenges.
There was a mom the other day that left a message on my Facebook. She said, "I thank God for you, because if it hadn't been for you, we would never have chosen that medication and you saved him." I didn't save him, she did. But the fact that it was a tangible result is awesome, and it keeps me going. It keeps me doing what I do.
I know some days you wear the crown of fear.